Hey, Connie Harris, what brings you out today?
Came down with a group from Mansfield, Occupy Mansfield, to attend the rally here on the moratorium on fracking here in Ohio. And it's had a great turnout. And I think that if people keep pushing hard enough, maybe they will listen. I know in Mansfield, the group Occupy Mansfield, they were able to work with the city government, Republican and Democrat, and they're building a so-called war chest to build a fund to keep fighting fighting to get some of these laws and oversights.
Where would that apply? It'd be on a state level?
Yeah, I believe it's a statewide moratorium until they know more about what's going on. Information first, fracking. Well, I want to say never. I'm tired of, they're taking a lot of these communities. They're losing all their factory work, their jobs. And, they're treating some of these communities like wastelands. And, people have to live here and work and send their children to school. And this is some real dangerous stuff. They don't know enough about it. We don't know enough about it.
So how can people find out more about it, you think?
Well, you can go to, I believe there is a number of sites here. And you can go to Occupy Mansfield. We're dishing out the information. And that's on Facebook. You can Facebook Occupy Mansfield. And hopefully, Ohio, USA, right.
You've been involved in a lot of types of activism. So how does this for you connect with what you've done in terms of the activism against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and other causes? I know you've been around here a while. In your opinion, how does this connect? Is there a common theme going on right now?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of it is government agencies doing what they want to do, they're definitely more interested in moolah than the safety of our, of our communities and environmental safety. The hope is, I just happen to be living in a town where they want to build two wells. They want to give the underground an enema.